From Israeli cartoons to Israeli television now, in recent years, U.S. TV executives have been increasingly looking abroad for inspiration. Lately, they've taken a keen interest in shows from Israel. In fact, as reporter Daniel Estrin tells us, a series that got its start in Tel Aviv is up for 3 Golden Globe Awards this weekend.
Now we have only 2 minutes.
You said you had information about an attack.
I have information.
Prove it.
This is Homeland. It's Showtime's psychological thriller about a CIA agent who suspects a returning American MIA of being an Al-Qaeda turncoat. There's probably no other show on television today that's more American than this show. But it didn't start out American. Prisoners of War was the original Israeli series. It drew high ratings and captivated American writers Alex Gansa and Howard Gordon, creators of the acclaimed TV thriller 24. They teamed up with the Israeli who wrote Prisoners of War, and together they're writing Homeland. Most of the plot has changed, but some scenes are lifted from the original. Local writers are thrilled that America's hottest television is being written at the back table of a Tel Aviv coffee shop. That's where I met Homeland co-producer Gideon Raff. It's not hard for him to write in English, or even to think like an American. He spent part of his childhood in the U.S.
It's extremely exciting, and it's very humbling. And the fact that it's such a successful show that originated in Israel, I think will do good for Israel as well, for Israeli formats, other shows.
Homeland isn't the only Israeli spinoff to make it to American TV. An Israeli game show inspired a new show on NBC called Who's Still Standing?, where the floor opens and losing contestants fall through.
So you ready to step out there?
Yes. It's a pleasure to meet you, and you're going down.
The first Israeli show to make it big on American TV, Bitipul. It was a show about a shrink and his therapy sessions. The HBO version, In Treatment, ran for 3 seasons. Many of the scripts were nearly word-for-word translations of the Hebrew original. The show's success in America really surprised Israelis in the TV industry, including Daniel Lappin.
It breaks every possible rule that you can have in cinema. Okay, we have 2 people talking in a room. Oh, that's interesting. There's something gripping about it. And lo and behold, it sold.
תנסי להשתמש בדבר הזה. היגיון.
אם אתה מנסה להצפן אותי.
And it opened the door for more Israeli screenwriters to try their hand at Hollywood, especially those with North American sensibilities like Lappin, whose family moved to Israel from Canada. He created this sitcom called Life Isn't Everything. It ran for 9 seasons on Israeli TV. Now he's writing a pilot version of the show for CBS.
Why are Israeli formats now popular? And I will tell you, bottom line, I don't know.
But he has a few theories. First of all, Israeli TV only recently began to flourish. There used to be just one channel run by the government. In the early 90s, a commercial channel entered the fray. Suddenly, there was lots of need for original programming. Commercial TV is still a new thing in Israel, and he says there's lots of room for experimentation.
I think that we don't have the rules yet. It's so new that it's defining itself. Nobody will say, this is too much on the nose, or this is broad humor. No, we don't know what the hell we're doing, so we're just doing it.
Lappin says he's forced to be creative because Israeli TV budgets are so tiny. There aren't big car chases or expensive sets, so most of his scenes take place in just one room. He says those limitations force good writing. Avi Armoza, who markets Israeli programs abroad, has another theory to explain the renaissance of Israeli TV. Israelis are an extremely demanding audience.
Israelis are a very impatient society. We get bored very easily, and we're looking for next level of excitement. This demands for new creativity all the time.
Now that American TV executives are showing interest in Israeli TV formats, up-and-coming Israeli screenwriters are starting to set their sights more on Los Angeles than home, says writer Daniel Lappin.
If you had one piece of advice for younger writers starting out here in Israel.
Do not try to write for the States.
A successful screenwriter, he says, should start by writing about what he knows best, his own backyard. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Tel Aviv.